Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome along to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you to another edition. Now, I'm suspecting that today's episode will be a relatively short one, and I want to pack as much in as I can on one particular theme. And yes, it's inspired by reading. I'd like to thank the great Ryan Holiday for some of this information. We've covered aspects of it before, and I hope you'll get something out of it that will really help. When I was at school, I remember them teaching me about Edison, the great inventor Edison, who supposedly invented the light bulb. And one of the things that they used to say about Edison was never giving in. The great Winston Churchill's never, ever, ever give in approach to life, which he embodied by becoming the Prime Minister in his later years and achieving what he did. But the story about Edison that's interesting is that in 1914, there was a fire that basically destroyed his workshops, his laboratories, his business, and all of his work. He was 67 years of age at the time. In 1914, you're pretty much coming to the end of your life. And he stood there, allegedly, reportedly, watching the fire rage, unable to do anything. How do you, as a human being, stop a fire when it's out of control? And once the fire was under relative control, yet his life and building was totally destroyed, it's reported he scuttled off to bed and the next day set about rebuilding and restarting his work and his projects. I believe he never sacked anybody. He never laid anybody off. He just restarted where he left off with what he had and started again and went on to do other great works. I also like to thank Ryan Holiday for this next little anecdote about the great Ernest Hemingway, the author Hemingway. We did a whole podcast episode on The Old Man and the Sea. In 1922, the story goes something like his wife at a train station left a bag containing, if not all, years and years of Hemingway's work. The bag was lost and or stolen, taken away. Imagine that. How many times have you done something on a computer, a page and a half long, the computer's crashed, you thought you'd saved it, you haven't, you have to do it again, and it's as if you've lost an arm. How many times have you lost a £10 note, a $10 note, or played a game, and your sense of disappointment at loss is equivalent to, or so you think, what people are feeling in Gaza right now? Hemingway went on after this 1922 intrusion into his trajectory to become one of the greatest writers of our time. Tragedy, negative inputs, disappointments, losses. As Jordan Peterson talks about almost on every podcast episode he does, life is hard. Life is a tragedy. Get used to it, understand it, live with it. Your job is to do whatever you can to fortify yourself, be an example to others, help others to fortify themselves against the tragedy that life is on this physical plane.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
We are all going out. We will all have to learn to live alone. Be because everybody is going to die. We are all going to suffer in one way or another, physically, financially, emotionally. I could talk to every single one of you, and you will be able to tell me in great detail about the disappointments you've had in your life, the pains you've had in your life, the challenges and the things that you think have gone wrong and have set you up and are part of your story. Are you supposed to let go of them, pretend they didn't happen? No. They are part of you. They are your past. The challenge is to deal with them in your own way and move on. Words are cheap. Talk is cheap. Action is where it's at. Podcasts are easy to do and talk about when you're in the middle of a health scare, when you are in the middle of a bankruptcy, when you are in the middle of a job loss, an emotional crisis, a marriage dissolution, the death of a child, a bereavement. The emotional agony doesn't have words that resonate deeply enough. There are no words at times, and nobody can live that pain for you. I'm not equating anything that I've lived with what you've suffered. I'm not trying to say I understand everything. Far, far, far from it. I'm just trying to take lessons from people who are wiser than me and spread the word. Look, in your life, you're going to have more disappointments than victories. You're going to have more losses than wins. You are going to suffer. Can you fortify yourself and develop an ability, even if it takes a long time, to take a step forward in a positive direction and be someone who is an example of courage and the true reality of the hero's journey? Not social media, not trips to London, to New York, to the Concord, to beautiful Hawaiian beaches, but the reality of life, even if it's just the grind, day in, day out, to earn money to pay for your life, full of disappointment, not achieving your goals, not quite getting there, but can you keep the faith? I recognize this in my own life. We fight reality. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, very, very close to me, which ended up with a little bit of a discussion, let's put it like that, where my point of view was, you have to accept reality and deal with reality and negotiate with that. It's no good negotiating with what you want to happen and wish would happen. It is, as they say, what it is. That's the starting point. And I don't think there's anybody on this planet who's done more complaining, condemning, crying and criticizing than me. I'll hold my hand up and say, I've been able to complain and moan. Don't get me wrong. I've made some complaints. I've moaned about things and I've held on to things for a long time when I would love to be able to say I'd let them go and moved on pretty quickly. I like to think I'm a little bit better at that, but I'll continue to work on it. And sometimes what's happening is the universe, the world, and this is just one way to look at it, is showing us the way. Someone said to me once, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you ask. I thought, what on earth are they on about? I think there's an element of truth in that. What about if every day you asked yourself a series of questions? For example, what is life asking of me? What is this situation telling me? How can I serve? What can I give here? Where is life calling me to? I've recently been in a situation and I'm still sort of in it, although I'm psychologically moving on. Never been the quickest at doing stuff. I've had things, a pretty steady thing going on in my life in terms of work for almost four decades. And it's recently changed by a happenstance that came out of the blue, left field, as they say. Nobody seems to be able to solve it. And yes, I've complained about it and had my say and tried to fight it, but I've not overcome it in the way I wanted to. So I've made peace with it and moved on. Is that the right thing to do? Who knows? As Shakespeare said, to be or not to be, that is the question. To take up arms against a sea of troubles. Who knows? You make a decision, and as they say, you make the decision right. Is it okay to be wrong? Of course. Is it bad to do due diligence? No. Is it a bad thing to sit forever at a crossroads while your life passes before your eyes? No. Is there a balance to it? Yes. Is it wise to take counsel? Yes. Ultimately, do you have to make your own decision? Yes. Is life one of those things where all the answers are obvious? No. That's why you have free choice. That's the double-edged sword of free choice, isn't it? Everything comes back to you, yet ultimately you're responsible. Full responsibility, but then you take the punishment. That's why life in the Western world, the first world, if you want to call it that, is going the way it is. We kind of think, oh, everything should be taken away from us and we should be insured against this and it's somebody else's fault and it's the state should look after us and, oh, it's not me and it's not fair. Well, the price you pay for that is you lose your ability to choose. So you can be thankful for life's challenges if you can muster that kind of thing in tragedy or find a grain of it. Maybe that's what Ryan Holiday is telling us and the others. As part of the hero's journey. Why is this laid at my door? Who knows? But it is. As Ryan Holiday says in his book, if you just read the title and the title only, the obstacle is the way. The obstacle is the way. This is here. I have to negotiate it. I don't leave home. I don't go and find another place to live. I don't find another partner. I don't find somebody else to take it off me. Maybe they help me and hold me up for a short while and walk with me. But ultimately, we want somebody to sit with us in the mire. We don't want somebody to take it away. We want to grow and become stronger through it. Now, I don't want to break too much of a tradition and spend my time reading word for word from certain things. But I came across a poem the other day that I think is worth sharing. It's called The Invitation by Uriah Mountain Dreamer. And it goes like this, because it sums up what I'm talking about. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for and if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing. It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you are willing to risk looking like a fool for love, for your dream, for the adventure of being alive. It doesn't interest me what planets are squaring your moon. I want to know if you have touched the centre of your own sorrow, if you have been opened by life's betrayals. I want to know if you can sit with pain, mine or your own. I want to know if you can be with joy, mine or your own. I want to know if you can disappoint another to be true to yourself. I want to know if you can see beauty even when it is not pretty every day. I want to know if you can live with failure, yours and mine. It doesn't interest me where you live or how rich you are. I want to know if you can get up after a night of grief and despair, weary and bruised to the bone, and be sweet to the ones you love. I want to know if you will stand in the center of fire with me and not shrink back. I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and truly like the company you keep in the empty moments of your life. Powerful stuff. Powerful, powerful stuff. So it's not about the money you have. It's not about the badge you have. It's about the character and what you forge and what you become. Be grateful for your life and your opportunity. And excuse me if I offend. Leader, manager, coach. Catch you later. Bye-bye.